Chairs No Waiting, episode number 234, Prop Master, Reggie Smith. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some great Mayberry items like books like Mayberry Memories by Jim Clark and Ken Beck, or you might want to pick up the Andy Griffith Show book by Richard Kelly. They're over there. Go check out all the other wonderful items at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 234, Kenneth Junko. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. I want to thank you for being here with me for Two Chairs No Waiting. And I want to thank Ken Junkin for pointing out some of the stuff we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, we're talking about property master, prop master, Reggie Smith. Now, you may not know this, and I bet a lot of Mayberry fans have never thought about at all who it was that came up with all the amazing props and stuff they used during the Andy Griffith Show, you know, like the cannon down on the street. You know, there was just so many things like that that just showed up in town. Those kind of things were provided by the prop master. Now, I'm going to read you a little bit about what a property master does, a prop master. Also, a property master would be what they were called. A property master is an employee on a film or production set who's responsible for purchasing, acquiring, or making any kind of prop that's needed for the production. The property master also works with other members of the production crew, managing the physical appearance of the stage or set. For example, they might work with the script supervisor to maintain continuity during a show. They're also on staff during the pre-production. So at the beginning of the Andy Griffith Show, when it was just starting, the property master, the prop master, would have been there. And they develop stylistic concepts of the physical production and what it's going to look like and things they're going to need during the show. During pre-production, the prop master develops all kinds of props. He writes down all the different kind of things they're going to need. It's essential to map out a logical progression for each prop throughout the show. So you got to come up with what you're going to have. Now, during the shooting of a show, the prop master maintains the props. They make sure they're in the right position and the correct logical places for each scene. So if somebody needs to pick up something, it would be sitting there. If Andy goes to get his gun from the top of the cupboard on that episode where the fellow was coming back to town, they thought he might shoot Andy because he had the rifle. Andy went to get the prop off the top, the gun. Well, the prop master was in charge of making sure it was sitting right where it should be. And not only that, he was the one that made sure the gun was the right kind of gun for Andy to have had on that show. So that's what he kept up with. The job description varies, but in the United States, food styling, weapons, and animals are often directly or indirectly within the prop master's purview. So he's got in control of what the food looks like on the table, what the weapons, like I said, the guns that are in the rack. You know, that was him that came up with these things. Now, the job is a collaboration between the director, the production designer, the cameraman, the set decorator, and other members of the production to get a style or an aesthetics for the show. So that's what the prop master does. Now, they got their own budget, and there are a lot of physical aspects that they do, like weapons and stuff like that, that in a big movie, a prop master would be really in control of. But same is said for the Andy Griffith Show. Now, the property master, the prop master for the Andy Griffith Show, his name was Reggie Smith. Now, Reggie Smith was the property master, the prop master, for all 249 episodes. Now, and in between shots and stuff, while the scenes were going on and stuff, evidently he cooked backstage. He would cook things. So there's a picture of him in the Mayberry Memories book that Ken Beck and Jim Clark wrote. There's a picture of him feeding Andy a tray of what looks like chocolate chip cookies right out of the oven, and Andy's sitting on a stool about to eat them. And this picture was provided by Bart Boatwright. So we want to thank him for providing the picture, because it was the only photo of Reggie Smith that I could find. But it was there he was. So Reggie was the guy, if you think about it, who all the things we see on the Andy Griffith Show, he was the guy that made sure those props were there, from Barney's gun to the probably to the badges. You know, some of that stuff may have been the people that were in charge of dressing the actors, but all these things Reggie Smith was responsible for. Now, that being said, and it's something you probably never thought about, but we want to thank Reggie Smith for making Mayberry such a believable, wonderful place. You know, from Andy selling that cannon, like I think I already mentioned, you know, there's so many things like that that were on the Andy Griffith Show, you know, to the gun Gomer dropped from the ceiling, from the top of the courthouse to hit the ground, to the light bulbs hitting the ground. Reggie Smith, it was his job to make sure all those things were there and ready to be thrown off the roof or whatever he had to do. It was his job to make sure it's done. Got a cool thing now to tell you about. And so you remember the episode where Warren, it's called, let's see, what is it called? Mind Over Matter. It's in season 6 of the Andy Griffith Show. No, it's called Warning from Warren. Mind Over Matter is a different one. A Warning from Warren is the name of the episode, and it's from season 6. It's a color episode, so a lot of you may or may not know it. But Warren had just completely believed that Andy and Helen were going to be in danger if they went on this picnic. So they went over to the courthouse, or went over to Andy's house, Warren and Goober, to warn Andy.
What happened? Now, Andy, calm down, calm down.
Well, what's the matter?
Andy, you can't go on that picnic.
What?
Andy, I had a vision. Danger at the picnic. I saw it. I saw the grass. I saw the trees. I saw you and Helen. Something terrible is going to happen if you go on that picnic. It was all in the vision, Andy.
He's not kidding, Andy. I was with him when he had it.
Andy, I am begging you. As your friend, as your deputy, as a fellow human being, please don't go on that picnic.
You mean tell me that you got me up in the middle of the night, made me stomp my toe, nearly kill myself, to tell me I can't go on a picnic?
That's right, Andy. And if you go on that picnic, I'm... Andy, if you go on that, I'll assume no further responsibility for your safety.
So Andy was woken up in the middle of the night by Warren and Goober. Now, y'all may remember that. If you don't, you need to go watch this episode. You got to watch it. Now, just after that, Warren had warned Andy, woke him up in the middle of the night, went over beating on his front door, and Andy had come down the stairs, tripping over everything and hurt himself. Anyway, I'm getting to the part about Reggie that I want you to see, that Ken Junkin, Otis Campbell impersonator, is one that told me about this. I want to give him all the credit. The next scene is Warren and Goober driving up in front of Helen's house, trying to convince Andy and Helen again, you know, do not go on this trip, because you know you're gonna have some kind of horrible danger.
Please do not go on this picnic.
Now, Warren, Andy, already.
All I know is that there is danger ahead.
We don't exactly know what it is, though, do we, Warren?
No, but.
So, of course, Andy doesn't like this, and he comes out, and he's like, he's going, guys, I told you, we're going on this picnic.
Warren, what are you doing here?
Andy, this is my final plea. Look, have the picnic in your backyard, but don't tempt the fates, Andy.
Warren?
Don't tempt those fates, Andy. Andy goes, Warren, and let's he points his finger to get out of here.
Sure looks like a lot of food for two people.
Here's a chicken leg.
Thanks.
So Andy runs them off, and they leave. Now, what I want you to watch, Andy and Helen start trying to pack the back of the courthouse. Courthouse. The back of the squad car. So Andy and Helen have their picnic baskets with them, and they start trying to put everything into the trunk of the squad car. Now, there's so many things in there, and they just can't get it all in. They start moving things around, trying to get it in. And it's not going to fit. Andy says it's not going to work. Now, Helen takes the thermos. Now, when Helen took the thermos, and if you look really closely, and if you have the DVDs, you can pause it. When she picks up the thermos, there's actually a there's actually a some writing on the bottom of that thermos. Okay, so when she picks it up, if you look really closely, there's writing on the bottom of the thermos. Okay, so now I'm going to have these pictures, and I'm going to post them over at facebook.com/twochairs, and it'll be under episode number 234. So you can go and look at these, or if you watch the video version of the podcast, I'll show you the pictures as I'm speaking. But if you look closely, like I said, slow the video down, pause it, and you'll see it. And now what I've done is gone in here and I've grabbed the image and I've blown it up. And look very closely what it says on the bottom of the thermos. It says Reggie's Personal. It's written in a big black marker on the bottom of this thermos. Reggie's Personal. You can barely tell it is what it says, but Otis, Kenneth Junkin, is the one who spotted this because he's always looking for trivia about the Andy Griffith Show, and he spotted this, and sure enough, this thermos that they were using on that episode was Reggie Smith, the prop master. It was his personal thermos that he was using on the show. Now, and not only did he use it in that shot, if you see when they're out on the picnic, you'll see it also there because they went by the courthouse and picked up a radio. You'll see it sitting on the picnic basket there. And then they go, I don't know if you remember, but they actually go and sit under a tree, and they're going to, Andy lays his head down in Helen's lap. And when he looks up, he sees Goober and Warren up in the tree. Well, if you look right there in that scene, there's the thermos as well. So there's a good little trivia thing for you. Next time you're watching a color episode that's a warning from Warren, it's the one where he starts talking about how ESP and everything. So definitely watch that one and watch for that scene. If you've got the DVDs, pull it out and look, and you can get to that spot and pause it, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Again, I'll have the screen captures of it on the Facebook page. I'll post the pictures there. And again, you can look at them in the video version if you'd like to. So, wow. Thank you so much, Kenneth, for that. Now, let me tell you a little bit more about Reggie, because I couldn't find a whole lot more. You can go over to the Internet Movie Database, and you can find some stuff there about Reggie. It turns out he did all 249 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show as prop master, and he was property master of the 77 episodes of Mayberry RFD as well. And he did other shows like Ann Southern Show and Our Miss Brooks. And he also did a movie. He was assistant flying wire consultant of Space Camp from 1986. I don't know if you remember that movie, but I did when I was researching him. I really couldn't find out a whole lot more about Reggie, but we have got a lot to be thankful to him for as Andy Griffith fans. So Reggie Smith, we thank you. And you've brought us a lot of joy, and it is awesome to see your thermos on the Andy Griffith Show. So I thought that was pretty cool. All right, so now we got some feedback that came in the last few weeks, and I got two of them, really, that I'm going to play for you. I want to apologize to anybody that may have been calling in on our 888-684-8415. Is that the right number? On the phone number for the podcast. Yeah, that's it, 888-684-8415. If you've been calling in, I was not getting email notifications to let me know they were there. Tom Rusk had mentioned it to me. And then Colin, when I saw him this past weekend at Mayberry Comes to Westminster, also mentioned that he had called in for me. And I said, I hadn't seen it. So I went out there and started looking. Sure enough, I found these clips from a couple of people. And let's hear from them. So first up is Colin, and also Colin's mom, Sandy. They called in to talk to us a little bit about the show.
I look forward to hearing the rest of your shows and seeing you at Westminster. And this is Colin Watkins. Thank you for all you do, and I've been looking forward to calling you for quite some time. So thank you for all you do. Bye.
Hi, Hey, this is Sandy Watkins, Colin Watkins' mom and topist for the chat room. I just want to thank you, Alan, for taking the time to always research and put those podcasts on, because Colin enjoys them so much. We look so forward to Monday nights. Thanks a bunch. Bye-bye.
Wow. Thank you both, Sandy and Colin. Wow. Colin called in. Sandy called in. That's great. Thank you for taking the time for calling in. And I'm so glad that you guys enjoy the show. Now, Colin is always in our chat room, and Sandy's in there as well. She types everything into the chat room for him, it sounds like, except when his dad has to. And then, you know, it's slower typing, I think, is what Colin had told me. So, Colin, hey, I want to thank you, and I want to encourage any of you guys that are listening that have never done it, drop by on Monday nights. You can check out the calendar if you go to the twochairsnowaiting.com website and click the live link. There's a calendar on there. It shows you when we're having our podcast, our live podcast versions. It's usually at 8 o'clock Eastern time on Monday nights, but it varies. It moves around. So you kind of have to watch, cause I'll post it. If it is, I'll have it in the calendar, but, folks get together in there. And tonight we've got, I don't know, about 9 or so people were in there. Now we're down to only about 6 cause I started late. People had to go to bed or watching JR or something. I don't know what they're doing. But we have a lot of fun. Everybody gets in there and chats and has a good time. So, Colin, I want to thank you. And, Sandy, thank you as well for spending some time in there. We got one more voicemail, and this is from Dick Richards. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hey, Alan. This is Dick Richards from North Carolina. I just got done listening to episode number 233 podcast. And I want to say that if people have not read Mayberry 101 by Neil Brower, they need to do that, because there's some wonderful information in there from the writer's perspective on how the shows were set up and how names of the characters in the integrated show were derived from the experiences of the writers. What I've been doing is watching the episodes that I've DVD'd of Andy and having the book in hand and going down following the script of the book as I watch the show. But I would highly recommend that book to be read, and you would thoroughly enjoy it. It really enhances the experience that we have with the Andy Griffith Show. Thanks for doing a great job on the podcast. Listen to it faithfully every week, and I appreciate all your efforts, Alan. Hope to see you soon at the event in a couple of days in South Carolina. Bye.
Well, thank you, Dick, and thank you again for I got to meet you in Westminster this past weekend. I also got to see Colin this past weekend in Westminster as well. So it's great to see all the podcast listeners and people that are involved in the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter and stuff. Love to meet all you guys. Now, the book he was talking about is Mayberry 101, Behind the Scenes of a TV Classic. You can get that book over at Weaver's Department Store. It's by Neil Brower. And if you haven't gotten it, he is exactly right. You really need to go and check it out, and it has got some wonderful behind-the-scenes stuff. If you have been listening to the episodes I've been doing with letters from Harvey Bullock and Everett Greenbaum, you will love that book if you've loved those shows. So thank you for calling in, Dick, and again, wonderful meeting you. Folks, I want to invite you to give me a call at 888-684-8415, and I'll try to do better at checking my voicemail to make sure I don't miss any. So I'm sorry if I have missed any. If you called me in, I didn't get to it. That's probably why. Tom Rusk, who put on the Mayberry at Westminster event, he had called and left a couple of messages about the Mayberry and Westminster event, but I didn't get them until after the event, so I didn't play them tonight. So, Tom, I'm sorry about that, but I did play a thing last week that Tim White had put together, so hopefully that made up for it a little bit. All right, folks. Well, that is all I have for you tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And I definitely want to encourage you once again to talk to me. I want to hear back from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can also head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message right there on the board, just as a comment. You can do that as well. You can also head over to facebook.com/twochairs and leave a comment there. Pretty much any way you'd like to get in touch with me, even email me at floyd@imaber.com. However you'd like to, I'd love to hear from you. Folks, I want to thank you again for spending time with me in Mayberry, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting. Good night, everybody.